You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mutter TK with Bad Meditation from the new record of the same name. And on the line, all the way from Wellington, we have got Mutter himself. Kia ora, Mutter, how are you?
Kia ora, morena. Yeah, good. Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to be able to chat to you. We've been absolutely loving this record here at BFM. It's definitely one of my favourite releases of the year. A really special album out there, which we'll get to see played live very soon,
thank you.
On the 16th of July out in Titirangi at the War Memorial Hall. I wanted to start by asking you, Mutter, about the title of that track and of the record, Bad Meditation. Where did that one come from?
It's a bit like bad yoga or a bad massage. That's that sort of idea that you've everything should be good, you know? We've got all of this stuff, you've teed yourself up, you've put some candles on, and it's just like a bad session of meditation. Like,
it's not a good time.
I think just the last few years I've been trying to just wrangle my own mind, really. So getting better at that. But and the album is sort of an outlet for that, you know. I can channel all my sort of bad meditations into the music and let it go, you know.
Yeah, totally. I think that comes through. There is kind of a catharsis in a lot of the songs that feels really present when you're listening to it. I also wondered if maybe the way you made this album felt like a meditation as well, because you were experimenting on the keys for the first time. Is that right?
That's true. Yeah. I'm from a family of bogan guitarists, and none of us can play a lick of keyboard, and it was a full blessing. Like, I put a post up saying, if anybody has this particular keyboard, I'll buy it. And they will, you know, they go for like $3,000 or $4,000.
Far out.
One just showed up at at my house just before lockdown for free from that someone I was getting rid of.
Oh my God, amazing.
So, so one of those times where it was like an actual blessing. There was, you know, no other way to look at it. And so that sort of kept me together over lockdown.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was just like Tom Hanks and Castaway. I was starting to talk to inanimate objects. But thankfully, yeah, had this piano in it, and it just kind of made it on the record at the last moment.
Do you find that when you play on the piano, especially, you know, not having a background in that, but having an extremely, you know, deep background in music in other ways, did you find it kind of opened up new pathways for creating for yourself when you were kind of using that new medium?
Totally. And really sort of unexpected ways, I just sort of realized how much that I was locked into thinking about music through the lens of a guitar.
Mm.
Like I can't really overstate that too much. Hey, it was, yeah, it's been like that sort of shows how ignorant I was of piano truly, but it's been the best thing. Just whether or not I put songs out, like the piano, making songs with it will be like just something that'll be an awesome part of my life now forever. Yeah,
totally. One thing I really felt struck by listening to this record, and I guess it's deepened the more I've listened to it, is it feels like a really interesting reflection on time and place for you, but also about those relationships around you, family, growing up, and also your own kids as well. There's all these sort of networks going on in there. What were you thinking about when you put this album together, Mutter?
Well, without sabotaging everybody's vibe this early in the morning, I'll just say that definitely have had to go through like a lot of crying, and you know, as a family unit too. Like, thankful to say that we're in a good place now, but the first song is called Highly Medicated, and that sort of might give you an idea of where I've been the last sort of 5 years, trying to figure out, like, basically back to like just knowing yourself, know thyself, and what you need to keep your waka on the right on the right path, you know. So for me, it was just first of all learning what I needed to, you know, I tried antidepressants and all kinds of things, like some you can get off a shelf and others that you can't, and found something that worked for me for a while, and then kind of replaced that with you know, exercise and swimming, and just, you know, speaking nicely to myself in my own in my own head, and what else worked, seeing friends, and and everything sort of followed from that of just being nice to myself, and the music was part of the process, but you know, you could use a diary or drawing or real meditation if that works for you. But just starting life from there.
Yeah.
Starting from there, and then building everything else around that, coming back into society and calling people up slowly and catching up with people and reconnecting. But at this part of the stage, after I've been living under a rock, and the music's helped me to reconnect with people, I'm just like almost feel like I've been gone for too long, you know.
Mm.
So, time to rekindle all of those friendships and catch up with family and that kind of thing.
That seems to come through a little bit in some of the features you've got on this record, because you have a few, friends and family even popping up on this album. Troy Kingy being one of the big names, but you've also got, people that are close to your heart on there. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of these people that feature on this record?
Oh, yes, sure. Since we started with the meditation, I have to shout out Asia, who's an amazing singer-songwriter from Porirua, and she'll be with me next week in Whitirangi. But awesome. She actually wrote that. She wrote that song. I just produced it for her, so she's got a version of it as well.
Amazing.
Which is under. It's actually under the title Non-Handler, but I produced it and then loved it so much that I asked if I could do a version.
Mm.
So yeah, she's amazing. There's my nephew is on a track called Grew Up in a Chaos, and he's like Maldi Frank Ocean. Man, he is so amazing. Young as, I think he's like barely 21, and but he grew up in Kapahaka and
sick.
Sort of one of these kids that's in like both worlds. Mm. Is like, yeah, totally clued up on Kapahaka, but also is like the biggest Travis Scott fan in the world, kind of thing.
Sweet.
Yeah. Who else is on there? Troy. Thank you. Shout out to Troy. And I can't say enough about Corey Champion, who played drums and piano all over the record as well.
Sounds like you've got a really cool community that's kind of come together around this. It feels like the kind of project that, and I think this comes through listening to it as well, that has a life beyond your own experience as a writer. It seems to become something bigger and pull in all these other threads. How do you feel when you put a record out in the world? Do you feel like it belongs to other people at that point, or is it still very much something that you feel connected to?
Both, I think. Yeah, both. I always feel so lucky that these songs go out and they sort of make friends for you.
Mm.
And that's how I met most of the people that contributed to the record, was they had heard something that I'd done online, or, you know, had the CD or the vinyl.
Mm.
And the songs have just travelled for me and made friends by themselves, you know, and brought people into my life. Sometimes that, lead to a collaboration with a muso or a lyricist or a TV show or something. Sometimes the songs will come back with a check for you out of the blue, like,
yeah, yeah.
Here you go. So I'm so thankful for these little, they have a Māori of themselves, or something like that, you know. But I feel like anybody who, like, I've been astounded with the people that come back and say that a particular song has impacted them for this reason and that, this particular reason, or their friend died who was named Toroa, and that song has meant so much to them. Yeah, I feel blessed, you know. I'm just out. Yeah, here in the country, like an actual hermit, and still manage to have like love and friendships out there. So I'm just lucky. Mm.
Well, we're blessed to be able to listen to this record, Mutter, because it is one that I think does bring people together, and it's got a really relatable quality to it. Whatever your kind of situation is, I think people find things that relates to their life through this record. I'm so looking forward to seeing it live next Friday. Titirangi War Memorial Hall, it is part of the Elemental Knights lineup of awesome stuff that's happening here in Tāmaki at the moment. And as you said, Asia is going to be playing with you. That'll be really special. Mutter, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. Since we've talked about it so much, I reckon we better listen to Highly Medicated. Have a lovely rest of your morning. We'll see you soon.
Kia ora, hoa. Hi, hei kora. Thank
kia ora,
you.
Kia ora, kia pai tōra.
FM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.